July Talk. It's a beautiful day in Winnipeg, and you're listening to Twang Trust on CKUW 95.9 FM.
Sorrow hardly sound till tomorrow. there's no other day. Let's try.
Martha Play, Tuesday, November 23rd at the Park Theater, put on in conjunction with the Winnipeg Folk Festival. Yes, Martha Wainwright playing the Park Theater in November. That was her version of the old Pink Floyd chestnut, See Emily Play. Before that, brand new from the Weather Station, their new album Ignorance. The folksy roots rock edge they've had for the last few albums is, it's pretty much gone on this new record. Still, interesting stuff. We heard Parking Lot from the new album. The Weather Station play in the West End Cultural Center on Saturday, November 20th. And at the top of that set, July Talk play in the Jim Cale Theater Tuesday, December 14th. Pre-sales for all three of those shows started today. Official on sale this Friday. Get them while you can. Well, this Saturday, it's Record Store Day drop number one. There'll be drop two in a month and a bit. Not a ton of stuff I'm after. Gonna hear a couple of cuts now, both from North Carolina artists. There's a handful of North Carolinians all releasing vinyl EPs this weekend, with all proceeds going to a charity, the Shalom Project, in Winston-Salem, North Carolina. There's pretty much no chance of finding any of those things up this far north. But one of those EPs is from our pal Jeffrey Dean Foster, who was kind enough to send a copy our way. The EP is called Starting to Bleed. We're going to hear a cut from that. But first, speaking of Winston-Salem, two of that town's favorite sons from the DBs, Peter Holsapple and Chris Stamey, they put out an acoustic album that featured stripped-back versions of a bunch of DB's classics called Our Back Pages. Came out just a few months ago. That album is getting a vinyl release for Record Store Day. There's a slim chance you might be able to find one of those up here, but I don't know. I wouldn't hold my breath. From that album, we're going to hear one of my favorite DB's songs. This is from their very first album, Stands for Decibels. I'll give you the bad news right off the top. Although there is a tambourine featured for percussion's sake, the song doesn't have Will Rigby's amazing drum roll at the end of it. Still, it's pretty darn swell. This is Peter Holsapple and Chris Stamey and Black and White here on the Twang Trust.
I never would hurt you, and even if I did, you never would tell me. Oh, we are finished as of a long time ago, as of a long time ago. I stopped, I don't enjoy you anymore. Well, I guess I just don't enjoy you. It's all laid out in black and white. You don't like it at all. question. Yeah, but thanks for the suggestion. I know I don't care at all. Yeah, I know I don't know anything at all. But I stop. I don't enjoy you don't enjoy you anymore. Well, I guess it's all laid out in black and white. You don't like it at all. You don't like it at all. You don't like it at all.
This is Peter Holzapfel from the DBs, and you're listening to Big Dumb Rock and Roll on the Twang Trust, CKUW 95.9 FM in Winnipeg. Yo.
Winnipeg, this is Jeffrey Dean Foster. When I'm finished bringing in the harvest, I listen to the Twang Trust on CKUW 95.9 FM.
CKUW is supported by Times Changed High and Lonesome Club, your friendly local honky-tonk located at 234 Main Street. Full event schedule and more at highandlonesomeclub.ca.
Just a quick reminder, folks, you're all good people with excellent taste in music.
Heading home from the Startin' to Bleed EP from Mr. Jeffrey Dean Foster from Winston-Salem, North Carolina. That vinyl EP released this weekend for Record Store Day, all proceeds to charity. There's a bunch of North Carolinians doing that, including Chris Stamey from the DBs, a new jazz-oriented project from him. And he's also got a vinyl album coming out with his old DBs pal Peter Holsapple. We heard from that album, called Our Back Pages, an acoustic take on the old DBs chestnut Black and White. There's a Prince album coming out on vinyl for the first time called The Truth that I'm kind of intrigued by. If it's not too crazy pricey, I might pick that up. The only other thing that's a real must-have on my list this time around is what they're calling a reimagining of Tom Petty's album She's the One. When it came out, it was actually the soundtrack to a movie by the same name, and it was essentially a bunch of Wildflowers outtakes, a lot of which has been repackaged on the recent Wildflowers Super Deluxe set. So they took those songs that wound up on that set off of the She's the One soundtrack, replaced them with some new songs, new to us anyway, along with an extended take of another cut and a cover of an old J.J. Cale number that we're going to hear right now. This is J.J. Cale and 13 Days.
Thank you. Amy Rigby, and you're listening to
both kinds of music,
country
and western,
on the Twang Trust, CKUW 95.9 FM.
The lock on my front door, so you can't see me anymore. And you can't come inside my house, and you can't lie down on my couch. I changed the lock on my front door. And I changed the number on
on my phone, so you can't call me up at home. And you can't say those things to me that make me fall down on my knees. I changed the number on my phone. Change the kind of car I drive, so you can't see me when I go by. And you can't chase me up the street, and you can't knock me over my feet. I change the kind of car I drive. The kind of clothes I wear, so you can't find me anywhere. You can't spot me in a crowd, and you can't call my name out loud. I changed the kind of clothes I wear. The tracks underneath the train, so you can't find me ever again. And you can't trace my path, and you can't hear me laugh. And honey, I'm laughing all the time. So you can't follow me down, and you can't touch me like before, and you can't make me want you more. I changed the name of this town. I changed the lock on my front door. I changed the number on my phone. I changed the kind of car I drive. I changed the kind of clothes I wear. I changed the tracks underneath the train. I changed the name of this town. I changed the name of this town. Changed the name of this town.
Petty covering Lucinda Williams, Change the Locks. We're going to turn those tables around momentarily. That from the soundtrack to the movie She's the One, Tom Petty and the Heartbreakers. This weekend on Record Store Day, you might just find a copy of the reimagined version of that album, which includes a few unreleased numbers from those sessions, including Tom Petty's take on J.J. Cale's 13 Days that we heard at the top of that set. Speaking of J.J. Cale, that was his song Rock and Roll Records, covered by Tom Petty and Eric Clapton, from a J.J. Cale tribute album that Eric Clapton put together. Three songs on that album, fronted by Tom Petty. And also from the She's the One sessions, we heard Walls as rendered by Reckless Eric and Amy Rigby from their Two-Way Family Favorites album. Okay, we just heard Tom Petty doing Lucinda Williams. How about Lucinda Williams doing Tom Petty? Lou is on the mend these days, they say. She actually suffered a stroke about a month or so back. But it wasn't too intense, they say, and she's on the mend and even has a few dates lined up for later in the year. Let's hope that happens. But ever since this whole pandemic started, Lou's been holed up with her band, doing occasional shows in the studio and releasing them as covers albums. I believe there's four of them in total now, and one of the most recent ones, called Running Down a Dream, is a tribute to Tom Petty. Lucinda opening the shows for Tom Petty and the Heartbreakers on their very last tour. Some real gems on here. We're going to kick it all off with Rebels. This is Lucinda Williams on the Twang Trust. We'll be right back.
Hi, this is Lucinda Williams, and you're listening to Twang Trust on CKUW Winnipeg.
stole my money and my cigarettes, and I haven't seen the worst of you.
bit of CanCon to end the show off tonight. Lucinda Williams doing Hank Snow's I'm Moving On. That's from Funny How Time Slips Away, a night of 60s country classics. And what about the one before that? Oh my God, Take Me to the River. How epic was that? That comes from a collection called Southern Soul, From Memphis to Muscle Shoals and More. Although I gotta say, I think that was more of a Talking Heads cover than an Al Green cover. Southern Soul, I guess, you know, like, Talking Heads, they were more from the south end of the Bowery. You know, makes sense. And from the first of these collections that came out, this is going back to, I think, November last year, Bob's Back Pages, A Night of Bob Dylan Songs. We heard an amazing take on Blind Willie McTell. And kicked it off with Rebels from the Tom Petty tribute, Running Down a Dream. All Lou, all the time, here tonight on the Twang Trust. And what do you know, that's it for the Twang Trust tonight. Thanks for sticking around for the last 2 hours. Come on back next week and we can compare what we found on Record Store Day. See you then. Stay safe.